Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 8th, 2006. Today's message is titled, A Good Wife. I got a good wife sitting right here beside me today. She's going to share our scripture verses with us today in the text. There's three that I use. They're all related. Genesis 2, verse 18, Proverbs 18, verse 22, and then just a brief portion from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4.
The Lord said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. Marriage should be honored by all.
Today is a special day in our home. 30 years ago, Brooksine walked down the aisle of her home church in Sepulpa, Oklahoma, to join me in holy matrimony, and we began our journey together as the Weber family. For this, we are very thankful. We had both committed our lives to Jesus Christ several years earlier and have served the Lord together now for over 30 years, the last 30 years. We've had our victories. We've also had our disappointments, and we still have them. We were unable to have our own biological children, and we've had several of the inevitable heartaches associated with ministry. Raising our daughter Esther, though a tremendous blessing to us, has been a challenge as well. Like any issue of life, we have a choice whether to focus on the positive or the negative. We choose to focus on the positives and God's many, many blessings. God has blessed us with a very fulfilling marriage along with a fruitful ministry. We've always admired the joint ministry of Aquila and Priscilla. In fact, once we preached a sermon together based upon their lives. They are referenced 7 times in Scripture in 5 separate contexts of ministry. They are always mentioned together, and every reference about them is positive. Most of you can probably think of ministry couples who have impacted your life for Christ. Brooksie and I thank God for the ministry couples who have enriched both our marriage and ministry. Take a moment to thank God and pray for these couples today. As you have opportunity, let them know of the blessing they have been to you. Sometimes the very people who inspire us along the way lose their spiritual focus and need a fresh touch from the Lord. Is Christ asking you to be His messenger today? Brooksine is going to share a prayer right now, as well as an additional, rather lengthy thought, but I believe it will bless you if you choose to listen on.
Jesus, what a joy it is to walk along life's pathway with a loving companion who is present during times of celebration as well as times of disappointment. It seems that You make Him strong when I am weak, and when I am weak, You make Him strong. You blend our strengths and weaknesses to make us an effective spiritual team and a genuinely committed family. Thank You for Your countless blessings that far outnumber the difficulties and heartaches of our lives. Jesus, would You encourage our readers who are presently going through marital strife? Remind them that they will experience future blessing as they endure and work through their present difficulties. When we cut short the permanency intended in a marital relationship, we miss so much of the blessing that comes years later, after many of the earlier struggles are but a memory. Thank You for the spouse of my youth who remains my constant companion as we grow old together. What a marvelous blessing.
Amen. And I did say Brooksine has a note. I want to break into it right now. She's been a blessing to me as well. We're sitting right here together right now preparing this, and she's going to share something God put upon her heart this morning, and she wrote out. But many of you may choose to end the podcast right now. Our typical presentation is the daily encouragement message followed by the prayer. There are a couple photos up on the site today of Brooksine and I, one on our wedding day. And another, just taken last week, our church had a reception for us on our 30th anniversary gathering, and we got a photo from there. So you can see how old we look in that picture, how young we look in the earlier one. Brooksine now, though, is going to share something upon her heart.
Well, as Stephen and I shared together in our encouragement today, I'm very sensitive to the emails that we receive from regular readers regarding marital difficulties. Many write about the deep wounds that you feel as a result of your spouse's unfaithfulness in marriage. Please know that our hearts cry out to God on your behalf, and we continually pray for healing, forgiveness, and when possible, restoration in your marriages. If I may share with you personally an example from my own childhood, perhaps it will serve as a reminder of the importance of long-term marriage commitment. My parents struggled a lot in their marriage. They were very different in personality, and both had pretty hot tempers, which led to lots of serious arguments over the years. It was very unsettling for me and my four siblings. We rode out the fiery storms and their short-term separations over the many years. While I was a junior in Bible college, 200 miles from home, they showed up one day, unannounced, to let me know they were planning to divorce. Well, it was certainly a surprise since my wedding with Stephen was scheduled only a month later. Well, instead of divorcing, somehow they chose to stay together, but sadly, they continued to deal with marital strife over the next 20 years. Of course, none of us could know what the future would hold for both of them, as Mom first dealt with cancer, and then Dad, a year later, would find that he too had cancer. Only a couple years previous to their dealing with cancer, they both recommitted their lives to Christ. Though it was terribly difficult to see them suffer with such poor health, it was a blessing to see them tenderly care for one another during life's greatest storm they would weather together. Dad went first in 2000, and Mom's death followed the next year. They came to realize just how much they really did love each other. When the five siblings gathered around both parents toward the end of their lives on earth, I remember thinking about, what if? What if they'd chosen to go their separate ways and hadn't had each other during their most difficult days? What if they'd chosen other mates? I considered how complicated the setting would be for others who were not our flesh and blood to be making crucial decisions at such an intimate family time. I know many of you reading this are a blended family, so you know personally of what I write. Many things in life happen that are completely out of our hands. But when it is up to us, let us consider the long-term effects of our decisions and realize that God's way is the best way. He wants to give us a hope and a future that will bring untold blessing. For some of you, God is turning the wreckage of your home into a place where trust is being reinstated. Wherever you are in your journey, keep your foundation firmly established in God's Word, and His sufficient grace will be your constant supply.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that, Brooksine. I hope that is a blessing to our podcast listeners today. She spent several hours writing that, had it quite heavily upon her heart today. Indeed, marriage is a blessing. Marriage is God's design, the union between one man and one woman for life. That's the way it was established in the beginning. That's the way it's been, and we know there are forces today wanting to redefine radically what the very essence of marriage is. God says marriage as He designed it is to be honored by all, and we do honor marriage today. Blessings upon each listener today. Continue to stay faithful as you follow Christ.